And so our first guest on today's show, all the way in from the flanks of Star Hill, are Aaron Heist and Andrew Heist. You two, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How is the weather up there?
Probably about as rainy as it is down there. Maybe we got a little bit of fog. Or, 100 yards higher than you are, maybe.
We can probably almost see each other from the window of Studio 2C here up to your house. So anyway, I want to thank you both for being on Juno Afternoon today. Both of you have experience with a folk fest board. I guess, Andrew, you're the current vice president of the board. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
And how about you, Aaron? Remind us what positions you've held.
Sure. I was on the board for 6 years, and for 5 of those, I was the board president.
All right. On a scale of 1 to amazing, how would both of you describe your affection for Folk Fest?
I don't know how to even describe it. So the first day of Folk Fest is also how I count our relationship. So today is actually, Andrew, my 15th anniversary, because we're a Folk Fest romance, and it's how I started playing music. It's how I grew up hearing music. So for me, Folk Fest is kind of, it's hard to take Folk Fest out of Juneau and have the same kind of place. So definitely kind of bracing ourselves for a week that's going to feel really different, and trying to just stay positive about all the other things that we're going to get from our Folk Fest community as the week goes on.
How about you, Andrew?
Folk Fest was probably my first tie to the Juneau community, going back to when I moved here in about 2002, 2003. And that was my introduction to the amazing Alaskan music community and the community of Juneau that all comes out to support the festival. It really made me appreciate this amazing place that we live and this amazing community we're a part of. And so every year it's an amazing touchstone and a way to get, keep connected with Alaskan musicians. So it's really difficult to be missing it here, but we're really thankful that everybody's hopefully staying safe and healthy, and we'll be back next year.
Absolutely. And maybe in a little while we can switch back to things Folk Fest, Andrew, and talk to you as vice president of the board and sort of the logistics. But right now I want to focus on you two as musicians. You were nice enough to record for us 3 songs just today. We were playing around with Zoom, but it just couldn't get the audio through. So you two took the time to record us 3 videos that we'd like to share with our listeners today. So I'd like to say an almost live concert from your living room. when did you two start playing music together? I guess, was it way back that 15 years ago at that festival, Aaron?
No, I didn't play. I didn't really play this kind of music back then. I loved it and listened and danced, but I probably started playing guitar about 10 or 11 years ago, I'd say, kind of like messing around with it a little bit just so I could be on the side of some music parties and get to participate. But we really, I think we really started playing together as a duo maybe more like 7 years ago.
Something like that. Yeah, we have to look back at our Folk Fest recording CDs to see.
Yeah.
Got it. And now you're a songwriter. I think the first tune we're going to listen to today is called Train to Cheyenne. Aaron, tell us how this one came to be.
Sure. Well, I have a lot of admiration for songwriters. I think it's a really challenging thing to do. And so this year I made a goal that I was going to try and write 1 song each month and just, do a draft and see how it went. And this first song, I kind of talked to my dad and my aunt about some stories related to my family. It was about my great-grandma Betty, who was essentially a mail-order bride. during sort of the Depression era and moved from Chicago out to Wyoming to marry a man that she'd never met before. And she brought along with my 3-year-old grandpa. So this is, that's kind of what inspired this song. I think it's a really powerful story, and it fits a lot with a lot of the sort of themes that the kind of music we play often hits on.
All right, let's take a listen.